Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man. Right, like the whole game. Almost the whole game. But then this league decided, you know what, let's turn these block kicks into touchdowns and everything's going to go haywire. That's what we saw this past Sunday. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Every Wednesday, Nate Collins from the Greenlight Podcast drops by Big N 98 over on X. I mean, you had it right. You handicapped it correctly. But I think what we're realizing as we go week by week, at least a few weeks in, man, is that the Eagles are not interested in the first half, and then they take over in the second half.
Man, did they ever take over? And as someone who has AJ Brown on this fantasy team, and literally at halftime of that game, I was looking for someone else in my league to finesse a trade with, including AJ Brown. And then he decided just to take over. So I'm excited for him. Yeah, the Eagles, I don't know what it is. They have to use A.J. Brown more early and often. They have a serious weapon with him, and I don't know if seeing that or seeing what they have with him in this last game, maybe it'll start them earlier throwing the ball to him. But I think the Eagles are a team right now. They're relying on the run, and they obviously have one of the best running backs in the game right now and one of the best running quarterbacks. So you can focus on that, but you got to get the ball to A.J. Brown some way, somehow. You got to get him involved, and this last game was obviously evident of that.
We're burying the lead. Welcome to our life, Mr. Okay. Nate Collins. This is what happened. This has been happening to us for 15 years with these beats. I know you're sort of new to the game. That's got to be the worst beat you've ever had, right?
Maybe it's up there. I'm not even gonna lie. I haven't been really into sports betting too much. Up until what, 4 or 5 years ago when I started with the green light seriously, but this is probably up there. I'm watching this game and I'm like, yes, this is about to hit perfectly. And that block happened. And I'm just like, no way. And just being a D lineman that's played on field goal block, it's one thing to get through the line. It's another thing to actually block the kick. It's another thing for the ball to bounce the way it did. And then you in stride as a, how big is Jordan Davis?
330.
But his height wise, he's like 6'5", 6'6", to bend down and to be able to scoop that ball as cleanly as he did in stride. I was just like, this is crazy. And it's something you get wrapped up even with bets and knowing like your bet's about to hit and seeing something like that. It's still exciting. I feel like I call myself a big play junkie. So like for me, seeing that happen, and then if you're an Eagles fan, just being like, we're going to block it or they're going to block this kick and it actually happened. I know how exciting that is for everyone around, or devastating it is if you're on the other side of it.
To your point about Jordan Davis, So Next Gen Stats put this out there. His top speed on that touchdown was 18.59 miles per hour. 18.59, the fastest speed by a player over 330 pounds since at least 2017, since they started this with Next Gen Stats. Like
that's a ticket in most school zones. That's a ticket in most right? school zones going that fast.
Oh my god, most treadmills don't go that fast. Like I've seen 15. You can't get to 18. Unbelievable.
I think it goes to show just how big and fast some of the guys are on the field. And there's not a lot of times on the football field for the bigger athletes really to showcase that type of speed unless you're maybe running after somebody or you get a situation like this where you get a chance to get your hands on the ball and run for a touchdown.
Yeah. He was running like you heard the dinner bell when he was a kid, man. That's what he was running for. Like mom was on the porch ringing the bell, dinner. Yep. He just took off, man. Full speed.
Get to it. Or kids when they run to the ice cream truck when you're younger trying to get there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was your ice cream at the ice cream truck?
Oh, I was I don't even know the name of it.
Sam was the bubble
cup play. That has like the little gumball at the bottom.
Yeah. I remember that one.
I can't think of the name of it. I gotta look that up. But
Choco. Did you ever go for that?
I did sometimes.
You're talking about the screwball, right?
Screwball. Oh, screwball. That's right. There we go. Screwball. I used to be big on that.
I get the Ninja Turtle with the gumball eyes. Before we get too distracted, I want to ask about Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh working together. You knew the tools were there. And if you watched the Rose Bowl many years ago, Oregon against Wisconsin, you saw the potential for Herbert. A mobile kid with a big arm. The coaching, I don't know, was great for him early in his career. And he still put up numbers his first couple of years. But now that he's with Harbaugh, what have you noticed? How is his game differently under center?
For one, their O-line is playing a lot better. And I think this goes for probably any quarterback in the NFL. If you have a solid O-line and you can get through reads, every starting quarterback in the NFL is highly capable of making the passes and the throws that you need to, whether a guy or giving your receivers a chance, whether your guy's defended or not. And that is mainly usually off of how much pressure you're facing. And I think that the Chargers O-line, they've really stepped up and they're playing like really well. They're also their wide receivers. I don't think Keenan Allen is talked about enough. He's a vet that's been around a long, long time. And for him to be in there and he's the guy, like Quentin Johnson, he's doing his thing and he's playing very, very well. But I feel like Keenan Allen is that security blanket, and to have a guy like that in that locker room and with the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, I think they're just a team that you can see they're meshing and they're molding well. And whether it's on their new coach and Harbaugh and Herbert, maybe they're, I just feel like everyone talks about Harbaugh being a coach and how they feel like he's a player's guy, and they just seem like they're clicking. And this is something where it seems like as of right now, it's a happy marriage for them, and hopefully they can keep it going.
With Nick Collins here on Bet Sweats, let's talk about your team, the one that gets you most excited. Team that should probably be 3-0. And you know what? We can ignore the Titans because they are what they are. The coach needs to be fired yesterday. They're a disaster with the penalties and everything. But when you look at the AFC as a whole, like, whoa, people were laughing at the AFC South. Now I think that's as intriguing of a division as anybody. Whether you're talking about your Jags 2-1, could easily be 3-0. This Colts with the firepower on offense that we're seeing, and how terrible the Texans have been. It's completely flipped upside down because the Texans were viewed as a team that was going to win the division, and that is not looking too promising right now. How about those top three teams, AFC South? What are your quick thoughts on what you've seen so far?
I just think that Daniel Jones, there's a clip that's going around of Malik Nabers talking when Daniel Jones was on the Giants, and I guess a reporter, he had asked, I forget what he has to ask, and he's like, and Malik Jones, like, very definitively is like, it's not the quarterback. He said it's not the quarterback. And just seeing the way Daniel Jones is taking a hold of this opportunity and seeing him with, I guess, like, everyone keeps bringing up the fact that he only had Slayton was his top receiver when he was in New York, and now he actually has guys down at the Colts that he's throwing touchdown passes, but he just looks comfortable. He looks good. And just like I was saying before, for most quarterbacks in the league, if they have a pretty decent O-line and, yes, chemistry with your offensive coordinator or whoever's calling the plays is a big deal also. But you see what can happen. And Danny right now, Indiana Jones, he's just kind of showing, like, hey, why he was a high draft pick and, like, why he should be in the league in the position that he in. And for the Jags, man, I'm excited about the Jags, even though I just feel like we're playing really stressful ball for fans to watch. Way too many penalties. I don't think that the offense and Trevor Lawrence and the wide receivers fully understand Cohen's offense, and that'll be something that's a work in progress through the year. But too many pre-snap penalties right now. Obviously, Brian Thomas Jr., like, I'm so happy he caught that big pass that ended up helping to win that game. But if he didn't, I don't know if it's the yips. I'm not a wide receiver, so I don't know really what the equivalent for a D lineman would be. Like, what, just getting pancaked, like, every single play or whatever it is, but just dropping passes. I don't know how you kind of get over that or get out your head, but he just has to figure out a way to do it soon. The Jags, we lead the league in drop passes. And like you just said, we're a team, honestly, that could be 3-0. And knowing that we have all these problems and we're still found a way to be 2-1 and stay competitive, I'm excited. And our defense is playing really well. But yeah, and for the Texans, yeah, the Texans, believe it or not, like, their defense is amazing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Tank Dell, that chemistry and him not being there and them not having Mixon is really the factors for them. And if those two pieces were maybe why they were so good, it's going to be a long season until those guys get back, because I don't know what to say about the Texans. They play competitively. They have a coach that, you know, he's coaching those guys competitively to go out there and play. And they just can't seem the games that we've seen them over the past couple of years win, they can't seem to do it this year.
You're a defensive guy. What's up with the Ravens defense?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. Like, I have that same question, because it's just tough. That's a team that you kind of know as a defense. You really – you really don't have to be the best. Like, you don't have to be the best. You know, you have an offense that's going to get points, that's going to move the ball. So you should go out there and just kind of know, like, hey, if we can at least just hold teams to field goals, like, and not touchdowns, that, like, our offense is going to get points, whether scoring touchdowns or kicking field goals. So I don't know what's up there and what they kind of have to work out. Some of their D-backs have really been not having the best of games. So maybe that's something they have to look into. I know CJ Gardner just popped up on the waiver wire, getting cut down in Houston. So maybe that's something they look into, and maybe we'll hear in the next few days that he gets brought in there. But they have to lock things up a little bit in their secondary.
Nate, this sounds like a crazy question in September, but that Ravens Chiefs loser is going to be 1-3. Is the loser done for the playoffs?
No. Just because these guys are both teams that can find a way to sneak into that wild card. It's early, and it's one of those things, like, as much as you want to say, yeah, there's no way, and you look at the stats, these are still two, like, really good teams, and before we know it, even if they lose this game, they can run five games in a row and then be over 500 and kind of just in the chase. There's a lot of what-ifs right now, but I think this game in the grand scheme, it does matter, but it doesn't. Like, I wouldn't be – if I was on either team, I wouldn't be too discouraged, because I just kind of know what we can do and that we can win games. So that's what you have to start doing, is just start focused on winning one game at a time.
You have a best bet for us for the weekend?
Best bet, I'm going to go out of the NFL, and I got to be a homer. And UVA, we play Florida State in Charlottesville Friday night. I believe it's 7 or 7:30. It's going to be absolutely electric. The Hoos are playing great football. Maybe should be 4-0, but we're 3-1 right now. Tony Elliott. We hired Tony Elliott some years back for points, because Clemson, they were known for just putting up points. And up until this year, it really hasn't been what we wanted. But this year, we got the team. We did well in the portal. I'm excited. FSU, they're having a great season. Start the season knocking off Alabama. But you're coming to Charlottesville this week. And I like Virginia moneyline. And best believe, if you guys are watching the game, look for Big Nate to be on the field. Because if we win this game, I am definitely rushing the field for sure. It's going to be a party in Charlottesville. I can't wait.
Oh, man. Sounds fun. Enjoy Friday night. Nate Collins with us every Wednesday of the Greenlight Podcast. Also a BetMGM show. Make sure you check out the Greenlight Podcast. Joe O, Sammy P, other side. We'll talk Chargers and Ryder Cup with Jeff Feinberg. This is a BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.